This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense in the indictment handed down against him by a New York grand jury. Two people familiar with the matter have told the Associated Press Trump will be formally arrested and arraigned next Tuesday in his hush money case, court officials said. The announcement promises the historic, shocking scene of a former U.S. commander-in-chief forced to stand before a judge. The indictment against him remains sealed, and the specific charges are not yet known. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg accused U.S. Republican Party politicians of unlawful interference in his case against former President Donald Trump after his indictment this week. Respondent Alex Cohen reports.
Republican lawmakers who chair powerful congressional committees have vowed to investigate Bragg and demanded he hand over documents and other confidential material from the investigation. In a letter to three House committee chairs Friday, Bragg's office called the demand for documents and testimony unprecedented and illegitimate and unlawful political interference in a New York criminal case. The prosecutor has yet to unseal the charges, but they likely stem from an alleged hush money payment Trump's former attorney paid to an adult film star who claimed she had a sexual affair with a Republican. Trump denies the affair and maintains his innocence.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Russia's defense minister promised to boost munition supplies to Russian forces in Ukraine during a visit to the headquarters of Moscow's troops fighting in the country, according to footage published by the defense ministry on Saturday. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome hospital where he was being treated for bronchitis. The 86-year-old Pope was hospitalized Wednesday and received antibiotics. As to how he felt Saturday, Francis quipped to reporters, quote, still alive. In a sign of his improved health, the Vatican released details of Francis's Holy Week schedule. It said he would preside at this weekend's Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square and at an outdoor Easter Mass on April 9th. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris toured a farm in Zambia on Saturday, the final day of her week-long trip to Africa.
The United States will continue to support and expand this work. Some examples of the work we are doing to that end here on the continent includes helping to improve climate modeling, weather forecast, and to build new weather stations.
Harris's visit to Africa has included 3 nights in Ghana, 2 nights in Tanzania, and 1 in Zambia before she returns to Washington on Sunday. A judge in the U.S. eastern state of Delaware has ruled the Dominion voting system's defamation case against American cable news channel Fox News will go to trial. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Delaware Supreme Court Judge Eric Davis has ruled that a jury must decide whether Fox News defamed Dominion by its airing of false allegations about the 2020 presidential election. This means that a jury must decide whether the network aired the claims with actual malice, the standard for proving libel against public figures. But the judge also ruled that statements Dominion had challenged constitute defamation per se under New York law. That means Dominion did not have to prove damages to establish liability by Fox. Dominion is suing the network for $1.6 billion for repeatedly airing false claims the company's machines and software had switched Trump votes to Biden votes. Fox aired the claims even though internal communications show that many of its executives and hosts didn't believe them. I'm Norman Hall.
A federal judge in Memphis in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee on Friday temporarily blocked a law restricting drag performances in public from going into effect, saying it was likely, quote, vague and overly broad in its restriction of speech. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, a Republican in February, had signed the bill passed by the state's legislature that was meant to go into effect on Saturday. The bill aimed to restrict drag performances in public or in front of children, putting the state at the forefront of a Republican-led effort to limit drag in at least 15 states in recent months. I'm Joe Ramsey.